Hi, everybody. It's Michelle. This is December 9th, 2021. This is Quantum Leaps, Create Your Future Story. You can hear in my voice already, I'm bouncing off the walls about this. I've been teaching about Quantum Leaps, Creating Your Future Story for many, many years. And I know so much more about this than I did last time I taught it. So much has happened. There's been so much growth. So I want to peel myself off the ceiling. I've been working on this with and for you all morning and yesterday evening and through the week. And just so excited to be here with you. So in order to like find my own centered space and for you guys too, let's begin with Shavasana as we always do. You can have video privacy for this opening. So video off at the beginning, just so you can really, really go inward. And then video on, of course, after, always better so that you can really be present in our circle. So find a comfortable place to be where you're not bumping into walls, where you're not bumping into people or objects or mind things that will draw your mind away. Create space for yourself. Create space. If you're not able to lie down, you can do this as a seated meditation, but I always encourage you to lie in Shavasana. Just lying on your back. Support your head and neck with a folded blanket or a pillow so that the forehead is higher than the chin, or at least level with it. That helps the mind become quiet. When our chin is lifted, our mind gets busy. So support the head and neck so that check and see the chin is lower than or level with the forehead. Then lying down, bend your knees. You're lying on your back, bend your knees, press into your feet, and use the hands to take the flesh of the buttocks toward the heels. Make space through the low back. And then bring the buttocks down, extend one leg out, and then the other. Slide the heels along the floor to create that contact with the ground, with the earth. And then let the feet drop to the floor, the baby toes drop to the floor, the rest of the toes follow. Let the legs be a comfortable distance apart. Bend the elbows, dig the elbows into the floor and lift and open the heart center any amount. Really open the heart. It's not just a physical movement. We actually open the heart when we do this. Dig the elbows in, lift and open the heart center, and then release the arms to the earth. Your arms are in a low V, palms up position, about 30 degrees away from the body. Arms are straight. They make a V with the body or with each other. And then let the whole body release to the earth. Softly close your eyes if you haven't yet done so. Scan the body for any tension. And where you find tension, breathe into that spot and let it go. Relax the legs, the torso, the arms, the chest. Relax the throat and the back of the neck. Soften the face. Relax the skin of the scalp. Let the eyes sink back into their sockets. Relax the pupils. Relax the temples toward the outer corners of the eyes. Relax the inner corners of the eyes. Relax the eyeballs. Soften the space between the eyebrows. Relax the jaw all the way up to the hinge near the ears. Let the tongue rest gently in the bottom of the mouth. Teeth slightly parted. Lips touching, not touching, just barely touching. Lips full. Feel the breath. Let your mind come to stillness. And beyond stillness, let the mind dwell in silence. Let each breath take you deeper and deeper into silence. If a thought arises, just let it go. It's not needed right now. Return your focus to the breath. And in this quiet moment, know your own wellness, your own beauty, your own strength, your own willingness, your own deep capacity to love. This is your moment. This is your life. Living it in the best possible way, it's your birthright. Affirm that in this quiet place, here and now, living your best life is your birthright. Know this here. And soon we'll be coming out of Shavasana. It just begins with the thought that soon you will move. Separate out thought and action or reaction. Just a thought, soon you will move, nothing changes. Allow the breath to deepen. Place your hands on the torso, feel the breath. Slowly, slowly bend your knees and roll to your right side. Support your head with your upper arm and wait. Can you wait without the quality of waiting? Be in the in-between space of then and now and what's to come. And just to be present, content, fully present, happy. In this in-between place. Softly open your eyes, gaze toward the floor. And keeping your gaze toward the floor, use your hands to press yourself up to sitting. Returning to our virtual circle, camera on, as always, whenever possible. Because as entrepreneurs, we want to be seen. Because as entrepreneurs, we want full presence. It allows you to have that full presence here in the room. And because it allows others to see you and you to see them, and our intention in this time together grows. So returning to our virtual circle, camera on. Thank you, Heidi and Diane, you're first. I always get so happy when I see the first faces. Yay, you still married me. All right. What we focus on expands. Whatever we liked or disliked, when we train our minds to focus on what we loved, That is who we become. That is what we see. It's a practice. What did you love? And then it's wonderful to share it as well. In sharing it, you are witnessed in what you loved and it grows. Who would like to share what is it that you loved in your Shavasana today? Heidi, thank you.
I had never noticed this before, and I don't know if I do it all the time, but I noticed that with my eyes closed while I was breathing, my eyes under the lids were moving in rhythm with the breath. And I thought, oh, they're moving. What am I watching? But it was just so, I was like, what are they doing?
I love this, Heidi. We do so many things that we don't even know are happening. And the more that we can pay minute attention so we actually see what's going on, then we get to make a choice and we get to actually live our lives instead of being on some kind of autopilot. Mm-hmm. I love it. And the more we practice, the more we gain that minute attention of what's actually happening in this present moment. The present moment is so rich, so many things going on, and we also gain the ability to focus on what we want to focus on when we even know what's happening. I love it. I love that minute attention, and also how you talked about it. It's just like a curiosity, like the curiosity of a child, you know, like just that, which is a beautiful way to be in this world. Like, look at that. Isn't that neat? Oh, I never noticed that before. The quality you brought to the observation itself is the fruit of your practice. Well done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Who would like to share? What did you notice? What's your aha from, what did you love in your Shavasana today? Let's hear from one more of you. Diane, thank you.
It was such a nice, deep, relaxing moment from a hectic morning already. Mm. I just loved just the sinking into the floor and just completely, deeply relaxing, focusing on my breath.
Thank you for underlining this. Deep, relaxing moment. Hectic day, deep, relaxing moment. It's always right there. You can stop at any moment and do Shavasana for a couple of minutes. How might the quality of your day change if you did that even once in the day? And how might the quality of your day change if you started your day that way? And I won't ask you to raise your hands this time, but just notice, like, did you start your day this way or not? If you did, great. If you didn't, hey, you have an opportunity to do it. Start again tomorrow. You have an opportunity to do it later today if you want. So just notice, this practice shifts so much, more than we can say in a year's worth of noticing of what actually happens when we do this practice. All right. Anything else wanting to be said? Anything else bubbling up? Okay, thank you. So we are at Quantum Leaps, create your future story. And like I said before the recording, I'm just popping out of my seat. I'm so excited for today. I've taught this many, many, many times in many, many different forms, including a week-long retreat on this before, you know, many times, and on the core of this material. And, but I know that I know this deeper than I've ever known this before. And so, as I said, I spent many hours preparing to be with you here today. And really what I want to share with you is so on the cutting edge, that I've got my notes, and then there's what's going to happen in the call today. So I want to share with you a million things. And if we can even get across one or two of those things, it is world changing. It's world changing. All right. So I think where I want to start is, it's not in my notes at all, but I want to start with, and thank you for those who filled out the survey. Thank you so much. I read through them and made circles and underlined and made arrows and, you know, points that I want to talk to you about and hope you ask questions about. And so thank you so much. And if you didn't get a chance to, no worries. You're here. You're present. I'm so glad you're here. All right. All of you. So glad you're here. Where I do want to start is the question I asked you in the survey, Quantum Leaps, create your future story. What does that even mean to you? Well, first I'll say, when we create our future story, it creates quantum leaps in our lives. I just want that part, I just want to get out of the way, right? Or state clearly at the beginning. When we do this, our lives move. Like people will go like, why is this happening so quickly for you? But it's not because we're trying to run. It's not because we're trying to hurry there. In fact, it's the opposite. We can go slowly to go quickly. We can savor the moments more. We have so much more fun. So big change happens when we create our future story. So the piece that I want to dive into is quantum leaps create your, well, actually it could either be the whole title or just the create your future story, any part of it. Quantum leaps create your future story. What does that mean to you? I want to hear what you heard in this. I loved reading your surveys on that so much. I was like, every answer was amazing. So I'd love to hear from you what that means to you, quantum leaps create your future story. Who would like to share? No wrong answers here. All good. And it could just be the part of create your future story. What would that mean to you if you could do that? What would it even mean to do that? No wrong answers. Yeah, Heidi, thank you.
I would say it, the understanding that the person I need to be to create my vision needs to be at that high vibration, that high level of being, and the quantum leap pushes me, catapults me to that same level of vibration that I need to be to create that which I want to create.
I love that. So for both, it's like a vibrational shift. It's that being at that high state, being at that high vibration, are that full self, like all who I really am. And in that, I get to create an amazing future story. I get to create that life that is my birthright. And it is, from the outside, it looks like a quantum leap. Off of quantum leaps, I just feel like the next logical step. I'm just doing my stuff, you know, but people go outside, go like, whoa. And we even feel it when we pause to take notice, right? Thank you for that, Heidi. I love that. The word catapult. I love that you put that in there. It's beautiful. Yes. Catapult to that next level, that same high level. Beautiful. Let's hear one more. Quantum leaps, create your future story. What does that mean to you, to you, and for you? Marnie, thank you.
For me, it's that when you create the story, you set the vision. And when you have a vision, you have the choice. And when you have the choice, you have the priority of actions. And that leads to the quantum result.
Oh, how beautifully put. Don't you love that? Story, vision, choice, priority, action. Marnie, beautiful. Right? And so quantum leaps create your future story. I mean, all of those are keywords, but a keyword in there is vision. My future story, I'm envisioning it. What is it that I even envision? And then the actions that actually create it. Like, so it's not just like a pipe dream. Here's my future story. I don't just think about it. I don't just imagine that, oh, that'd be nice, but you know, in another lifetime or somebody else. I actually enact it. I actually get the joy of living it. Thank you. I love, love, love that. Create the story. It's vision, choice, priority of action, quantum leap. Yes, dovetails so beautifully too with what Heidi said. All right. Anything else wanting to be said about, you get it. You got it. Quantum leaps, create your future story. I know you've heard the resonance and the energy of it. Anything else wanting to be said about this, about what it is and why we're here today? I want to hear it in your words. This is like so good. I got things on my page, but you got it. You'll hear it better if it's from one of you. All right. So I just have, so we're going to dive into that for our whole day today. We've got from 12:30 to 4 o'clock Mountain Time. I always speak Mountain Time. And so translate to your own time zone. It's coming up to 1 o'clock here in Calgary. And we'll take a break halfway through, somewhere around halfway through. If we haven't taken a break by, what would it be, 2:15 or 2:30, somebody just kind of let me know. It's like, is it time for a break, St. Michelle, so that we take care of the energy so we can do the work and play that is ours to do today. And let me see, a couple of announcements. And then I'm gonna start with, we've got some fabulous questions on deck. So I've got a couple of public service announcements. I wanna start with the questions, then we're gonna dive into Quantum Leaps, Create Your Future Story, all right? Such great, great questions on deck. And you'll see that they dovetail with Quantum Leaps, Create Your Future Story. You'll see how, you know, we can see everything through the lens of quantum leaps, create your future story. If we don't have that future story, what do we have? We don't have anything. We have random actions. We have somebody else's dreams. We don't have a life that is ours, or the company that is ours to to live and own and do. All right, so announcements. Reminder, Marketing a Story is next week. This is the first time that we've gathered all of this training in one place. It's usually been scattered throughout the year, so I'm so excited about it. There will not be a survey, but please do bring your questions. Now bring your questions. And marketing, you know, I remember, because my background isn't in marketing and sales. That's not where I started. I started out learning about story and understanding about the inner world story through yoga, right? And so as I remember years ago, as I started hearing about marketing and sales, I heard it like all one word, marketing and sales. It's all one thing. It took me several years before I understood the difference between the two. I mean, I guess I could have looked it up, but it all sounded like the same thing. Sales is when there's somebody in front of you and you make them an offer, they say yes, right? And you get to work with them. Marketing is how do you put yourself in front of and get in conversation with those people who might who might be your ideal client, who you could actually serve, right? So how do you reach out to those people and how do they find you so that you can then be in a conversation that could lead to a sale so you can help people? So not marketing and sales, but the marketing piece. How do you reach out to people? And what I want to say is sales does come first. Most people think of marketing, I got to get myself in front of a whole bunch of people. And then somewhere down the line, 10 years from now, I'll make a sale. Sales comes first, which is why this day-long retreat on marketing hasn't even existed in this, you know, community that's been around 12 years now. Because the sales needs to come first and marketing flows out of sales, not the other way around. Usually we do the other way around. We build a website, we do social media, we do all this stuff first and it's backwards. So sales comes first. And so one thing you might want to do is we have a high ticket virtual retreat. We called it Sales a Story Part One last year, but it's the high ticket virtual retreat. That's a great thing to review this week. If you have some time and you want to be deepening what it is we're doing, reviewing the high ticket virtual retreat. In our archives in 2021 as Sales a Story, we did it last February, I think it was, would be a great thing to review. Sales comes first. But marketing is crucial. We have to be in front of that person, even if it's just one person. How do we find that one person? That's what we're going to talk about next week. And I'll also, you know, tell you more about how and why, how it connects to sales and, you know, in that way of thinking about sales comes first. So we don't have to build a website and do all that stuff and social media and then build all these videos and do all that activity that doesn't lead to anything. How do they work together synergistically to let it be easy? All right. So next week, marketing a story, post your questions. Let me see. And just one thing that I want to mention, you've probably all heard me say it before, but I got the chance to go out for dinner with a marketer and his beautiful wife. And he said, you know, after making his record $1 million in about 22 minutes, he said, like, all of us marketers, we just want to be filmmakers. So key, it's like, all we're doing is telling stories and creating stories, right? So we're going to have a lot of fun with marketing story next week. All right. Just to let you know too, there's going to be some changes to the calendar. We've done our best to give you dates, but as you know, it's a shifting and changing world. And not only out there in the world, but in my own personal life, you know, it's shifting and changing very quickly. So we're going to be changing a couple of dates. We tried to keep them as much as we can the same. And then we're going to be giving you other dates extending out so that you can get them onto your calendar. I've spent hours on it this week to make sure it's set up well for you and well so that I can do it. And with what I need to do to take care of my daughter and so on, to make sure that the calendar really works. So one thing I do know for sure, and again, probably I'll have more information for you next week, where we'll get this new calendar out to you soon, but the High Ticket Virtual Retreat is gonna move to a different day because I am not online that day anymore. Things have changed and I'm not online that day. We're gonna do it a couple of weeks later. So the date may be February the 17th. I'm not sure though. I don't wanna give that to you in stone yet, but it's gonna be a couple weeks later than it originally was. All right, so new calendar coming up in a short while. Then another important announcement. I just have some thank yous and prizes to announce. So, and just congratulations. So I want to, as you know, we had, many of you know, we had a cooperative competition to bring people to Story Freedom this time around for the very first time. We've never, ever, ever done that before because everybody is cooperation first. I don't think like competition, it's not how my brain works. But if we end up afraid of competition, that's not good either. Because then we run away anytime there's any kind of competition. And Heidi, thank you for being our model for that. You so led the way in that, and so many openings about how that can work. So I just want to give a huge congratulations to Wendy, who has won our prize for bringing the most people to Story Freedom. So yes, thank you for that. Yay, Wendy, because I know you worked so hard on that. And so what she's won is more time, more private time to work with me. And as anybody who, if you've done any private work, if we've done private work together, things move very, very quickly when we work together one-on-one. So congratulations to you, Wendy. And thank you so much for playing full out. Our community, I know as a whole, learned so much through this whole exercise. And I wanted to announce a special bonus unannounced prize. And I couldn't help myself. I created this, and so you didn't even know about the prize and you didn't know you won it. But this new prize for inviting the most number of people goes to Heidi, obviously. So will you join me in giving Heidi a round of applause? So for Heidi too, that's 1 hour of coaching with me. I just reach out and get in touch, and we'll book that. All right.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. I'm so delighted. I am so delighted that I got over my phobia about competition. And it had to happen in the way it did. I wasn't afraid at all because my eye was on the prize, and which was you, Michelle, and you were the prize. And so that opened the way for me to move through. So thank you so much for this wonderful prize. Thank you.
You're so welcome. I just, talk about really leaning in, and in inviting people in, and all of that translates directly to inviting people into your own work, right? So happy. Congratulations to both of you. Wendy, congratulations, Heidi. Well done. All right. Those are super fun announcements. Anything else by way of announcements? I don't think so. All right. So question, anything bubbling up wanting to be said? Good to go? All right. So, and Anne-Marie, I saw your note earlier. Thank you. So, student questions. I wanted to start with questions. I think this will set us up well for our Quantum Ways Create Your Future story. So, Anne-Marie and Mary Kay, I know they're posted in the opposite order, but I want to do them in this order because of the way they connect with creating your future story. So, Anne-Marie, and thank you. Oh, fabulous questions. Love your questions. Always post your questions, keep posting your questions, and ask your questions with each other. Questions are so powerful. And Anna Maria's first question is about asking questions. She says, I know that empowering questions lead to empowering answers. Already insight in the question itself. Yes, they do. Thank you. I'm always amazed by people who can ask those inspiring questions or ask any question. I feel I really need to empower myself in this area. If you could please help me with suggestions, tools, insights, I really need to grow in this area. Thank you for this. Well, first off, any question, all questions are a good question. Asking a question but question empowers all the questions. That's a great thing to do. And I know that one of the reasons that my company has grown so quickly and in such beautiful ways, and I get to work with amazing people, is because all along I've always asked many, many questions. So first off, the first thing I want to say is ask questions, right? And if you don't usually ask questions, start now, right? And so when I was doing my yoga teacher training years ago, and we had the privilege of working with our senior teacher, she's one of the most senior in Canada, and she really didn't do private sessions except when you'd already worked for years and years and years, and then you got to have a private session with her. You couldn't buy it. It was just like, you had to be doing the work. And so I came, it was my first private session with her years ago. And she said, Michelle, bring questions. Well, I handed her 3 pages, single spaced, of questions for our 1 hour session, I think it was. She just laughed. She says, Michelle, I don't think anybody's ever, no, nobody's ever done this before. I am a question asker. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask the wrong question. Like, there are no wrong questions. She laughed, and I got my questions answered. Right. And the thing is about asking questions. And remember, we were just doing having a big why. I want you to have a why about asking questions so that you'll empower yourself to ask more questions. Right. Whatever those questions are. in coming up with the question, we often find our own answers because we have to even figure out what the question is. It moves our company and our lives so far forward in figuring out the question. It is well worth your time. And I have asked questions, I'm always a student as well. I've asked questions to my mentors and sometimes one community that I was in for many years. And my mentor would say, you know, any questions? And it was a group of over 100 people and nobody would say anything, you know? But I always say, anybody have any questions? I would raise my hand and usually I'd be first. And then she'd say, Michelle, what's your question? I'd say, Lisa, thank you so much for asking. My question is, and I had no idea what the end of the sentence would be. Well, I'm not going to miss that opportunity. By the time I got to that part of the question, I would have a question. So you can ask questions on the spot. Don't be afraid to ask questions. And then also here and elsewhere. And then other times I had the opportunity to meet with Stephen Dynan for an hour, I think it was. He's the founder of the Shift Network. And so it's, I don't know, he makes like $10 million a year in a super heart-centered company doing work that really makes a difference on this planet. I had an hour with him. I spent 12 hours figuring out what I wanted to ask him. You know, so from on-the-spot questions to really formulating it, it's well worth your time figuring out what the questions are. So first, don't be afraid to ask questions. Second, ask questions either on the spot or prepare for them. They're both good and anything in between. Third, block off time on your calendar for generating questions. Whether you're doing it for here or the questions that you want to ask your team or questions you want to ask when meeting with somebody here in a connection call with an accountability partner or just with somebody you're brainstorming with. Hey, you know, so, and I, let's say I'm going to meet with Carly. I think about, well, what's in Carly's wheelhouse? What does she know? What might I want to ask her that she could help me with, right? So, and that's a great thing to do too, thinking about what's in that person's wheelhouse. That's a leg up yoga move for questions. Don't worry about it. Just ask any question. But like, let me see, if you want to ask me about what the best way